Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage. Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Welcome to the Business Book Club, where we break down the world's best business and personal development books, all in under 5 minutes. Like any of our content, then please like and subscribe and keep this channel going. I'm Hannah Halley, and today we're diving into The Let Them Theory by Mel Robbins. Mel Robbins is known for delivering powerful, no-nonsense advice that helps people take control of their lives. And in The Let Them Theory, she introduces a game-changing mindset shift. What if the key to happiness and success isn't controlling everything, but letting go? Most of us waste time and energy trying to control situations, people, and outcomes that are completely outside our power. We get frustrated when people don't act the way we want, when opportunities don't pan out, or when life doesn't go as planned. But Mel's message is simple. Let them doubt you. Let them misunderstand you. Let them walk away. Let them make their own choices. Because when you stop chasing, convincing, or forcing things to happen, you free yourself to focus on what truly matters. So let's break it down. We all experience moments where we feel out of control. Someone criticizes us. A friend distances themselves. A colleague takes credit for our work. Our instinct to react, to fix, to prove, to hold on. But Mel Robbins argues that the most empowered response is to simply let them. Let them underestimate you. Use it as fuel. Let them disagree with you. Your worth isn't up for debate. Let them leave. The right people will stay. By letting go, you stop wasting energy on changing others and start redirecting it into your own growth, goals, and happiness. Think about it. Where in your life are you holding on too tightly? And how would things change if you simply let go? A big part of the Let Them Theory is understanding that control is an illusion. No matter how much effort we put in, we can't control what people think, say, or do. What can we control? Our response. We can choose peace over reaction. Our boundaries. We don't have to tolerate toxic situations. Our mindset. We can focus on growth instead of proving ourselves. Imagine you're working hard on a project, but your boss doesn't acknowledge your efforts. You have two choices: waste energy trying to get their approval, or focus on delivering your best work and letting the results speak for themselves. The reality: trying to control people's opinions is exhausting. Let them think what they want and keep moving forward. When you let go of external validation, something powerful happens. You stop needing permission to live the life you want. Mel Robbins encourages us to ask, who am I living for, myself or others? Am I making decisions based on fear of judgment? What would I do differently if I stopped worrying about what they think? Many people hold back on starting a business, changing careers, or following a passion because they're afraid of what others will say. But the truth is, people are going to judge you anyway. So why not do what makes you happy? Let them doubt, let them gossip, let them think you're crazy, and let yourself succeed anyway. So how do we actually apply this mindset? Here's what Mel suggests. Pause before reacting. When someone upsets you, take a deep breath and ask, do I really need to control this situation? Detach from external validation. Your happiness isn't dependent on approval from others. Trust that what's meant for you won't need to be forced. If a job, relationship, or opportunity isn't working, let it go. The right ones will stay. By practicing this mindset, you'll start to feel lighter, less stressed, and more confident in yourself and your decisions. So, what can we learn from the Let Them theory? You can't control others, only your response. Letting go of toxic energy makes room for peace and growth. Stop chasing approval. Your worth isn't up for debate. If something requires forcing, it's probably not right for you. Focus on your goals and let the rest fall into place. The bottom line? Your energy is valuable. Don't waste it on things you can't change. So where in your life do you need to let them? That's it for today's episode of the Business Book Club. If you've ever struggled with control, self-doubt, or seeking approval, this book is a must-read. Let me know in the comments, what's one thing you're going to let go of starting today? Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more powerful book summaries that inspire growth and success. And remember, real freedom comes from knowing when to hold on and when to let go. See you next time.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at cinfin.com.